Gorgeous. That was just Sunset by Caroline Polachek on their album Desire, I Want to Turn Into You. Welcome. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. You are listening to Raccoon City here every Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm your host, Katie. Yes. So, I was going to talk about up-and-coming Vancouver shows. However, they're not the cool fun. I mean, it is really cool and it is really fun, but I just need to talk about it because I'm going to see Tyler, the Creator, and Lil Yachty on February 28th, and I'm so excited. This is going to be my fourth time seeing Tyler, the Creator, live, which sounds really weird. I've never seen Lil Yachty before, but Tyler's live performances are otherworldly. He has such a stage presence that is unmatched by any other artist I've ever seen. Truly so passionate about his work and his music and everything he has brought to the stage. I'm obsessed with it. I've never seen Lil Yachty, but I do think that Lil Yachty is an incredible artist. I think I've talked about it a little bit before, but Lil Yachty is just very unique, and he has such a unique sense of style and a unique sound that I really love to hear. And he has such a wide variety of music, especially like contrasting music. Like, I feel like he kind of originated and started out a little bit in the hip hop rap sort of scene, and then kind of moved in motion towards a little bit of an alternative, just a more alternative and kind of smoother kind of poppy, kind of little pop, a little bit of pop, a little bit of jazz, a little bit of just a different sounds than you would typically expect from Lil Yachty, especially on his album Let's Start Here. I think there's so much depth and really fun sounding sounds within that album that give it a very unique flavor and just very unique sounding. Like, it's just very different, and also it's really good too. Like, I think it's really, really a really, really great album, and we're gonna listen to it a little bit more. And I love to see a progression and change of style and sound within musicians, and Lil Yachty is definitely one to watch and pay attention to. He's always ahead of the game, and he has such a unique and fun sounds to hear. And along with that, also, like, Tyler has a really interesting progression of music as well. Like, I just love to see when artists start to get bigger and they start to get more noticed, they kind of use that platform that they have to step outside of the box they were given and expand into alternative and different forms of sound that they feel more passionate about and less concerned about what the audience or what the media wants to hear or sound. Like, I love when artists just kind of do what they want to do instead of what they think they should do. And I think Lil Yachty and Tyler are really two really good examples of doing what they want to do instead of doing what they think they're supposed to do. And I love it. It's so yummy. It's so fun. So we're going to listen to some Lil Yachty and then some Tyler, and then I'm going to come back and talk about probably Tyler again, just because I love him, and there's a few things that I want to talk about before I go. So for right now, here is Running Out of Time by Lil Yachty on his album Let's Start Here. Thank you.
secret, baby girl. Would you look in my eyes and fantasy? Well, I can't let you leave. I told you far too much. Now you gotta stick with me.
Running out of time. How you scoop that?
I tell you, dogs. I told the bitch, baby, I'll lie for you, baby. I'll die for you, baby. Baby, I'll paint the sky for you, baby. Just like that, brother.
What?
Just like that.
You on that.
Whatever you do, don't ever tell no bitch you love her. If you don't mean it, don't tell us.
Jet.
Darling, I
keep falling.
Ready to drift, LaFerrari handle better and it's pretty as shit. Feel safe in the grove, big boy when I drive. Love them all for different reasons at the same damn time. See monogamy, that shit is not for me. One option for everybody, don't you lie to me. Too many rules, I'm too curious to try to be hot. And things feel ashamed of the side of me. Cause honestly, tea is not perfect. So how can I get everything from one person? I'm at the altar, but I'm still searching. I'm only human, if it ain't work, things change. And nothing stay the same, I believe. Maybe letting go is a beautiful thing. Perfect for the time being, I ain't do nothing wrong. Life is short, but forever it's so goddamn long. I like a long time, I'm on my own time. I love this good old, I hit the gold mine. I'm thinking new crib, I'm thinking two kids. Until I get infatuated with a new bitch. But when that gray hair finally come, at least I felt something if I ain't find the one. Nobody could fulfill me like this music shit does. So I'll be lonely with these Grammys when it's all said and done. Come on.
So fun, so cool, so awesome. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and that was just Darling I by Tyler, the Creator, on his newest album, Chromacopia. This is Raccoon City, here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1, here on 90.1 FM. My name is Katie. I'm so happy to be here. I had another hot topic to talk about, but now I kind of in the mood to just talk about Tyler a little bit more. I'm gonna see him on February 28th. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I just love his music. I love his beats. I love his sound. I love his voice. I love just the crazy contrasting lyricism. I love the theme. I love when an album has a concept and it has a theme and the artist follows through with that theme throughout the entirety of the touring process and media process of the album. Like when an artist has a concept, I eat it up. I want the concept. I want the flavor. I want everything about it. Like, and I don't really fully comprehend Chromacopia's concept yet, but typically when I go see the show or like when I go see Tyler live, I understand the concept a lot better. So that's why I'm really excited to see the show, because like I remember going to see Igor. Igor is probably one of my favorite Tyler the Creator albums. I'm going to play it right after I talk, so stay tuned. But Igor is probably one of my favorite Tyler the Creator albums. I can listen to that album start to finish over and over again all day long. It's a masterpiece of sound and beats and chords, and just it blows my mind every single time I hear it, and I find some new small tiny little detail. I've listened to so many podcasts about this album where Tyler kind of talks about the process of making the album and going through and conceptualizing the entire thing, and it blows my mind the amount of things and Easter eggs I still find to this day. The album was released in 2018. 2017, somewhere around then, but it's 2025 and I'm still finding out things, and I still listen to the album, and if I start the album, I finish the album. Like it's one of my favorite albums probably of all time, and I genuinely, before I went to see him live, like Tyler live for the Igor album, I did not comprehend the Igor album fully until I went to the show and until I got a full view of what Tyler had to say about it. And then I was like, it clicked. And then all of a sudden I was like, whoa, this is a masterpiece. Oh my God, this is amazing. I am so pleasantly surprised and impressed by the comprehension and delicious sound coming from this album. Like it's stunning. It's gorgeous. The different tones and chords and beats and lyricism. Oh my God, it's so good. Anyway. So, I'm very excited to see Chromacopia live because, again, I feel like Chromacopia is very similar to Igor in the sense that it takes a while to digest. Like, you can't just listen to it once and be like, oh, I got it. Like, you have to sit with what has just been presented to your ears, and you've got to dissect and think, really think about it. And I love an album like that. I love an album that is just flies right over my head the first time I listen to it. So then I have to keep listening to it. And then once I get it, there's no going back. Like I'm obsessed with it. So Chromacopia already has some really stunning, amazing, beats and sounds, and also, messages. Hey Jane, Darling, I Take Your Mask Off, Like Him. Ooh, yeah. it's very conceptual, and I really enjoy a theme, and I love when an artist sticks to the theme throughout the entire album, and I get it, and it's not too deep and like too above my head where I don't understand it. The concept is simple enough for me to grasp, but the depths of what is really going on and what is really being said takes another layer to understand. So you can, at face value, you're like, oh, this is cool. But then you take a deeper and closer look and you kind of sit with it for a few minutes and you're like, whoa, that's really, really, really cool. And that is how I feel about Chromacopia. And so I'm probably going to talk about it a little bit more after I go see the show. So stay tuned for me for a nice, awesome, huge review of the Chromacopia tour with Lil Yachty opening. So excited. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. And no, I'm not. I was going to talk about how much the tickets were, but you know, it just makes me sad. But because you know what? I've already talked about this, so whatever. Anyway, I have to go now. I'm running out of time. I want to play some Tyler the Creator, so we're going to listen to one of Tyler's most popular songs. And you're going to be like, oh, Katie, this song is so overplayed. Why would you play this to me? I don't like this song. It's so blah, 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 blah. I don't care. I don't care what you have to say. I don't care. Listen to this masterpiece of a song and just dance. Just get up and boogie. Like, I genuinely do not care if you don't enjoy this song, because I'm going to be sitting here dancing and having a great time. So you should be sitting there dancing and having a great time. It's a masterpiece of a song. Like, if you don't think that, then that's okay, but I do. And so we're going to listen to it. Up next. Oh, also, I have to go by. This has been CJSF 90.1 FM. There's so many more cool, awesome shows to check out and listen to. Go check out our website, cjsf.ca, or download our new radio app, CJSF, on the app or Google store, depending on your device. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I'll be back next Tuesday, 12 to 1. Here is Earthquake by Tyler the Creator.
I'm sorry, this is not an apology. You, I are such a distraction. That's what Tiana are. Fucking up my ambiance. Pause. You drive me cuckoo and I call. Cause I want you like Leon. Wall.
Fuck that.
Okay, say it, get it.
Fuck that.
Okay, wait a minute. I dread that shit, I am on. Walk curiosity, keep the feline.
Exactly what you run from, you end up chasing. Like, you can't avoid, but just chasing it and just like trying, giving it everything that you can. There's always an obstacle.
Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed. I'll be back next Tuesday, 12 to 1. See you all next week. Bye.